we try on this show to bring you great organizations in our community, and I have one of the greatest with me today. And I was very privileged for many years to serve on their board of directors. It's an organization called Life Network here in Colorado Springs. They do just such great work. And Rich Bennett, who is the CEO and president of Life Network, joins me right now. Rich, thanks for being here.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Jeff, on this Easter weekend.
Yeah, it is awesome. And, you know, for folks who don't know about Life Network, just kind of tell folks what you do. You do such critical work in our community.
Yeah, Jeff. Well, thank you. And thank you for your previous service on
Sure.
our board. Jeff, we believe that every baby deserves a chance at life and then a confident, equipped, God-honoring mom and dad. And that is integral to what we do. And so we operate two pregnancy centers in Colorado Springs, one across the street from the Citadel Mall, which is certainly strategic from a socioeconomic standpoint. And the other location is just down the street from Planned Parenthood, which is strategic, obviously, for other reasons. Both of those centers are there to support young women and increasingly young men coming in our doors and who are facing an unexpected pregnancy, being there to support them, introduce them to their baby via ultrasound, and then be there to support them up until that baby is 2 years of age.
So your goal really, and you talked about being, you know, right close to Planned Parenthood, your goal is to give full information to women so that they can make a more informed decision about that life in their womb.
That's exactly right, Jeff. You know, every woman that comes to us has three options available to her in our country. She can choose to parent her baby, she can choose an adoption plan, or sadly, she can choose abortion. If she goes to Planned Parenthood, they're going to camp on that third option. And I know many of your listeners have seen the movie Unplanned, but it really beautifully depicts the reality that for Planned Parenthood, abortion is a business, and they want to steer women toward the most profitable option for them, which is abortion. And so for an organization that's pro-choice, they're really steering you toward one choice. We're going to talk about all three of a woman's options.
And so you talk about abortion?
We actually, yeah, absolutely we do.
Yeah.
So you
don't perform them.
We don't perform abortion, but we want to meet with reality, which is the young women we see who are facing unexpected pregnancies, that's on their mind. They're considering that.
And when you talk about abortion, you're telling them the truth about abortion, what abortion is, what it actually does, those sorts of things. I think it's kind of glossed over at Planned Parenthood.
No, that's exactly right. Well, and one of the things that the movie shows is they're going to prey on what is that vulnerability with a woman. So if it's finances, talking about how expensive it is to have a baby, we're going to acknowledge reality, but we're also going to acknowledge the health reality for that mom and obviously for her baby.
Yeah. Well, this is great work. Over the years, because Life Network's been around a long time in our community, how many babies do you think you've saved?
It is thousands of babies. Last year alone, from abortion-minded women, there were 259 babies saved just last year alone.
You know, it must be really gratifying when you have, and I'm sure you do have, women who came in and were probably really on the verge of an abortion, and then, you know, through your work, I think really they got their eyes open and they come back with this little baby that is now the center of their world.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And, you know, with our parenting program, we get to continue in relationship with so many of our women that we see that. But, you know, every once in a while, we will meet a woman who leaves our center, and we're not sure whether or not she's going to choose life for her baby. And we follow up with her, and we can't reach her. But just recently, we had one of those women come in with her two-week-old baby and thank us. And it was somebody that we actually, as far as our, you know, we keep track of everything, we had assumed she was going to have an abortion. Just if somebody's not going to return our call, we assume that, but here she was in our door introducing us to her precious little one.
And so happy, I'm sure, that she at least held out until she could see that baby wasn't a glob of cells. It was a human being with a name, you know, who she could name and God knew from the very beginning.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's funny, the blob of cells thing, increasingly even so-called pro-choice advocates are stepping away from that language because science makes it so obvious
it's
a baby. And the ultrasound makes that obvious.
Yeah.
And so 89% of the time that a woman meets her baby via ultrasound at one of our two centers, she chooses life for her baby.
That's amazing. And I know ultrasounds, I mean, when I had my kids, we didn't find out what sex they were. I don't know. Like, we're crazy. We're like the last two parents on the planet that I think still do that.
We didn't either.
You didn't either. Good. Okay. So there's four of us. But you know, you could barely see it. Now these ultrasounds now are unbelievable. Like the clarity that it shows that it is a baby. You can see their features, their face, like their genetic makeup of them. It's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. And at 6 weeks, we could see a heartbeat. And so, right. You know, when you're talking about these heartbeat bills, that's really the threshold.
Yeah.
That 5.5, 6 week mark.
And many times women don't know they're even pregnant until about that time, right? Like they've you know, missed their cycle or whatever, and then a week or two after that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. Usually about a month in or so. And so, that's a really special opportunity and a sweet opportunity to introduce a mom to her baby.
Well, it's incredible work that you do. And I know that it's easy for me to come on this show and say pro-life and we got to, you know, fight against this bill or pass this law. But what you do is so awesome. And it's really, I mean, your reward in heaven is going to be great. I want you to know that for all of the people that work there and do the great work that you do. I think you already know that. But, you know, you think of the brutality of what they do at Planned Parenthood, how they try to hide that fact, and you are exposing them every day. But you're doing it through kindness and love and caring for these women and their babies.
That's exactly right. I mean, our staff and volunteers are amazing in terms of coming alongside, caring and loving about that mom first and foremost. And I mentioned dads. Increasingly, we want to make sure that dad is in the picture as well. And if it's appropriate in a healthy situation, we have a fatherhood program as well. And we have about 45 guys who are journeying with men who either are volunteering their time or one of our two staff who are there to support fathers as well.
Yeah. If folks want to know more about Life Network, and I'd like to keep you around here for another segment if you'll stay with me, but because we haven't covered yet.
Terrific.
If folks want to know more about Life Network, how do they find out about you and can they contribute to it and those sorts of things?
Absolutely. Yeah. Our website at www.elifenetwork.com, E for everyone, lifenetwork.com is the place where you can get information about how to engage, whether that's through volunteering. And the movie Unplanned has really been a neat catalyst, Jeff, for people in the community saying, I want to get involved. I want to do something. If you don't have the time to engage, certainly financial support. All these services we're talking about are available completely free of charge, and that's because of the generosity of people in our community.
Yeah, you asked me during the break before we came on if I'd seen Unplanned yet with my daughter and my wife. I have not been able to do that. I want to go do that. You said it's just a great movie, and we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back.
Terrific.
So, all right, Rich Bennett, the CEO and president of Life Network here in our community. They do such awesome work in our community, and he is my guest, and we're talking about some of the great things that they do and ways that you can help. When we come back, we're going to talk about ways you can help save these lives of these babies. We'll be right back.
AM 740 and KVOR.com. Jeff Crank, starting your weekend informed. Southern Colorado's news and talk station, AM 740 and KVOR.com.
All right, welcome back to the Jeff Crank Show. Rich Bennett is my guest. He's the CEO and president of such a great organization, one of the best in our community, and that's Life Network here in Colorado Springs, Pro-Life Pregnancy Center. That you operate. You do a lot of other things too. We were talking about those during some of the break, and we'll hit on those. But I want to give you a chance to talk about the Walk for Life. It's an opportunity for people to participate and contribute in the great things that you do.
Yeah, thank you. 6 weeks from this morning, hopefully it'll be as beautiful a morning as it is today, but Saturday, June 1st at Memorial Park is an opportunity. Last year we had more than 2,000 individuals from our community who, like you and I, are committed to seeing life valued in our city and seeing lives valued in our city. And this is a simple, easy way to put feet to that commitment. And so right now, if you go to walkforlife.com, you can become a walker and ask people around you to sponsor you. And what's really neat is with a movie like Unplanned, with what happened in New York earlier this year, this is an issue that people are more freely talking about. And this is a great gateway for people to just share, hey, this is why I think life is important. And will you support me in that? And the walk is that morning, Saturday, June 1st. And we also do a run in conjunction with that and a kids fun run. But the reason that there's more than 2,000 people there, it's a family affair. It's a family event. And so games for the kids. Well, we've got a number of corporate sponsors and organizations that care about life that are there, bounce houses, the whole bit, and food trucks in the morning as well. And so it's just a sweet time to gather and just celebrate what's happening in terms of valuing life in our city. And again, to show that commitment by either walking or sponsoring somebody who is walking.
You know, and this is what one of the great things about what you get to do. Like what I do here, and you know, when we talk about pro-life issues, and we do that a lot here, I am unashamed of being pro-life. I've had folks tell me, well, what if the law says this? I don't care what the law says about it or anything else. There's a moral law to this, and it will not change. It doesn't change. And I think you and I both know that and understand it and agree. But what you get to do is so personal about it. You know, like you get to see the personal aspect of that. I get to see maybe the policy aspect. And that's pretty cool.
It's amazing. And, you know, just take this past Thursday and, you know, so I have been president for just over 2 years. I was on the board for the 5 years previous to that. But there is something about being in the building. And when one of our nurses runs down the hall and says, I can't believe it. This woman who came in absolutely committed to having an abortion, just wanted an ultrasound to see how far along she is. When we talked to her, when we introduced her to her baby, she chose life. And we actually had two women on Thursday who we were convinced when they came in the door, these are two women who are going to have abortions. And you know, God worked a miracle in their hearts and they made a different choice. And to be in the building every day where we get to be a part of seeing things like that happen is truly amazing.
It's interesting when you talk about the abortion issue. There's this underlying truth to it that no matter what your position is on it, you actually know deep down inside, deep rooted, right and wrong. And what I often ask people, I have callers that will call in and say, well, you know, I would never have an abortion, or I'd never want my daughter to have one, but I think other people, well, think about that statement and think about why you would never have one and why you would not want your daughter to have one. Well, the bottom line is because you know deep down inside that that's a life. That's your child, that's your grandchild, and your child's no more important than someone else's child. And so you ought to at least have the intellectual honesty to say, they're all children and we need to protect them. And I think deep down inside, you probably have women coming in and men who know in their core that it's a life, but society and everybody else is telling them something else.
Yeah, and you know, the pressures that young people facing an unexpected pregnancy are facing are very real. Financial pressures, relationship pressures, family pressures. And so introducing them to their baby doesn't make those pressures go away, but it does confront them with the reality that it's a baby. And, you know, with a culture pounding away at, you know, whether it's just a blob of cells or you need to make the decision that's best for you.
Yeah.
The reality is people do know it's a life. And quite honestly, pro-choice people know it's a life.
Sure.
You know, there are even abortionists now that are trying to argue, well, it's a human being, but it's not a person. I mean, it's semantics. And the reality is we all know that it's a human life and human life should be protected if we're going to be a civilized society.
Yeah. I'm a country music fan. Ashley, don't say anything. There's a Kenny Chesney song, which I'm sure you've heard talking about, but he says, you know, it's a song about making a mistake when he's young. And he says, that mistake I made years ago, now the pictures of that covers up my refrigerator. And it's such a kind of amazing line, you know, when you think about it, you think it's a mistake that maybe ruined your life. But if you look down the road a year or 2 years, your whole refrigerator is going to be covered with pictures from that mistake if you make the right choice.
Yeah, we had a client just the other day say, I can't stop looking at this picture. It's made me fall in love with my baby.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. And I love that song as well. And just get chills thinking about, you know, what that means in his life and in the lives of, you know, courageous men and women who are making it. I mean, it is a difficult choice in terms of you've got a society telling you one thing and you know in your heart it's that with what the right choice is.
Yeah. Well, it's easy for people like me who, you know, have lived my life in a way. I've got financial means and stuff that I could do. It's not an easiest choice for a lot of people. And, you know, it's we've got to recognize that as well, right? And I know you guys do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we meet every client with compassion, without judgment, meeting them where they are and talking through all of their options so that they understand that we're going to be there for them. And contrary to the narrative of, you know, you just care about the baby, our parenting program will walk with moms and dads until their child is two. And they can earn all the resources that they're going to need pretty much over that time. A crib, a car seat, a stroller, baby clothes. Formula, diapers, all of that is earned as they participate in our parent coaching.
Yeah.
And so it's really about relationship and walking with them.
Yeah, I think through, you know, we all have, we'll have this moment in our lives where we stand before God and we have to be judged for it. And I imagine the reward if you're that mother who thought about that, but then you made that choice. And I mean, that's the true reward, right? Is at the end of your life when you get to stand before God and say, you know, I had a choice to make here and I made the right one.
Yeah, absolutely. I had somebody who supports us the other day say, I get excited about what heaven is going to look like because of Life Network.
Yeah.
And that just freshly wakened me up to the fact that I'm excited about that too.
You will get to meet the thousands of babies someday that you saved and you helped give life to. I mean, and God's gonna bless you and your staff and the donors to Life Network, anybody who helps in that. He's going to bless
you. Yeah, well, you're looking at me and I'm looking right back at you. I mean, obviously you served on our board and there are hundreds and thousands of people in our city that care about life that support what we do. All of us are a part of that. And we truly don't get to do what we do and provide those free services to young women and men in need without the support of our community. And so the walk is a big part of that, which is coming up Saturday, June 1st. And I'm hoping to see 2,500 people there, 3,000 people there championing life in our city.
June 1st, the Walk for Life. It's a great event. If you haven't been and participated in that, please do so. Rich Bennett, the CEO, president and CEO of Life Network, has been my guest. Thanks for all the great work you do, and hope you'll come back soon.
I would love to, Jeff. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back after this on the Jeff Green Show.